Welcome to Build with Hari Rao, a podcast by Get Ready Ministry. Let's receive today's word.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the live prophetic service. It brings me great joy to see each of you. I'm so happy to be in the presence of the Lord and to be happy in the midst of God's people. Today is an extra treat because it happens to be the 11th of the 11th, which is our wedding anniversary. I'm so thankful to the Lord that on this beautiful day, I get to celebrate, I get to be with you doing what I like the most, which is serving the Lord. So thank you so much. I appreciate. First of all, I don't know how you guys found out. I intentionally didn't post anything, but you guys are very, very sharp. So welcome, welcome. I'm so thankful to the Lord. I want to take this opportunity to honor my wife for doing life with me. I can tell you, I am the one that has benefited more by her presence in my life. So I am thankful to God for her, for each day, what she does for me. So if you will take a moment to appreciate her, I will be grateful. So thank you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the loving kindness. You turn bitter waters into sweet. You add joy and flavor and happiness to us when we go through difficulties, when we go through dark clouds. You are light for us, O Lord. You have been so good, so faithful, so merciful. We enjoy you, Jesus. You are the constant in our life. Father, as I meet your people, I pray you will anoint my words. You will use them for your glory. Prepare your people to become a vessel that is preferred, to become a vessel that is honorable, to make them into vessels that are worthy of the Master's use. Thank you, Lord. In your holy name, amen, 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 amen. Oh, we thank God. We appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ for what he is doing in our midst today. Amen. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred. I want you to highlight that word, preferred. If my study is accurate, it's the only time in the original language this version of the word preferred is used. In the English language, you will see preferred everywhere, but in the original language, this version of preferred is used only once. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Wow. Let's read that one more time. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princesses because an excellent spirit was in him. What a powerful verse. I don't want you to mistake preferred to being liked above the others, or just to be favored in a sense over the others. Or you know how in sometimes we all have our favorites in a group. You work in a company, you lead a team of people, you tend to like one person more than the other, which you shouldn't, but we are humans. It's not a casual liking over the other. No. Daniel was preferred above the others, not because he was liked and favored, because of the quality of the spirit that was in him, because of the nature of the spirit that was in him. The king over the entire region was able to assess what kind of leaders he had, what kind of rulers he had. This king, this emperor, required, this is crazy. He needed kings himself because his territory was so vast. His kingdom was so large. While he was the ruler over the entire region, he quickly realized that I cannot rule well if I do not raise kings, presidents. So we see now Daniel is not just a prophet. While being the prophet was extremely powerful, he's now elevated to a place above presidents and rulers, where he is ruling over an entire region. I mean, the whole country, basically, the whole empire. Because, not just because he was able to prophesy or see dreams and interpret dreams, while that is a very important component, the scripture says he was preferred because of the spirit inside of him. So Daniel, I hope you catch this. I really hope you catch this. Daniel had worked on his spirit for decades with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help of instructions from the Lord. By knowing the truth, by growing in understanding, he had worked on his spirit, that spirit was given a name called excellent. Because in him was an excellent spirit. Something else I want you to understand is that it was not just God giving him a grace or giving him a gift or giving him a spirit and that's it. Because if that was the case, then we can all sit down and say, you know what, God didn't call me to it, God didn't give me that gift, God didn't give me that grace, God didn't give me that spirit, so I don't have to pursue it, I don't have to walk in it. No, that's not the truth. If you study the timeline, my God, if you study the timeline of Daniel, if you study the life of Daniel, if you study the journey of Daniel, it starts with Daniel saying, I will not defile myself. Because sometimes we, as Christians, we are tempted to come to the conclusion, maybe this is not my calling. Maybe I don't have that gift. I don't have that grace. Maybe I don't have that spirit of excellence. So I don't have to walk like Daniel. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. Daniel's journey started with him resolving in his heart that I will not defile myself. So that consecration, that attitude, that he had as an alien, as a stranger in a foreign heathen land is what set him up on a trajectory for greatness, to become a preferred spirit. Daniel is a target that we must all aim to become. Let me try that one more time. Daniel is a target that we must all aim to become, to shoot at. Yes, because in him is an excellent spirit. It's the second thing I want you to know. He just didn't do things with excellence. He just didn't do things with excellence. That can be faked for a short period of time. Hey, listen, let's be real now. Come on. We can all be excellent for short periods of time. We can all practice excellence given a situation. If I were to tell you, you're going to meet the most important person in your life. If I were to tell you, if you're going to meet a president in the next month, if you're going to meet whoever else, doesn't have to be a president, somebody that you truly admire, for that 1 hour, for that 2 hours, you can rehearse and practice excellence. You know how to put yourself together for that encounter, for that time, for that meeting. Huh? Are you with me? Or let's say, for example, somebody calls you and says, hey, we're coming over today. Is that okay? And you're like, oh my God, you're coming over. You're running to make sure that your house is in perfect order. The husband is working like he's never worked before. The wife is working like she has never worked before. Even the children are working right now. Why? Because you want to manage your reputation. You want to manage the perception people have of you. So Daniel didn't manage his reputation. He didn't manage his perception. He was an excellent spirit. He was not trying to be something. He was it. In him was an excellent spirit. He had developed his spirit to such a degree that Daniel did not know how to function without excellence. If he had to make a cup of tea, the tea would be made with excellence. If he had to, I'm just talking small. If he had to organize his library, it would be done with excellence. There was no small task or big task. Are you catching what I'm saying? He had become a thing. Imagine you go to heaven. Imagine you go to heaven. No, one day you will go literally, but for now imagine. And all the most visible parts were glorious, but there is one alley or there's one side corner that is not as glorious, that didn't have attention, or the angel missed a spot. Or you realize that one of the doors in your mansion creaks when you open and you close. He didn't just do things with excellence. He was an excellent spirit. He had become excellence. He stewarded excellence. Excellence flowed from him. This is an important distinction, and it's something that I aspire to. I hope this is helping someone. He was preferred. He was preferred because in him was an excellent spirit. I like the way it is written because it does not say he did things excellently or he did things with excellence. They didn't say, let me go to his house and check how his house is organized. Let me sit in his car and see how his car is organized. Or it was not a matter of just visual assessment. Is he wearing the most expensive clothes? No, it was not that. It was something beyond that. They realized that any time chaos came to Daniel, he was able to bring excellence to him. Any time mistakes were brought to him, he was able to administer excellence to it. Any time a confusion was brought to him or a mess was brought to him, any time there were difficulties, there were high level issues, my God, in the presence of Daniel, there was excellence added to it. You see, my God, I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord because there are men who have become such perfected spirits that when you arrive into their presence, when you arrive in their environment, they don't talk about excellence. In Daniel's case, you behold excellence. You are in the presence of excellence. I wish I had vocabulary to explain this. There are men in whom their spirit has embodied the holiness of God. They have worked on that part of their life so diligently that the widow at Zarephath could look and say, I perceive this is a holy man of God. I wonder what will be our spirit. I wonder what will be the adjective associated to our spirit. Okay. So he was preferred because of an excellent spirit. And please, I want you to go beyond just having a clean house and a clean car. I want you to go beyond just being perceived as excellent people. No, I want you to be the possessor of an excellent spirit. So today we start a journey that I don't know for how many days or how many weeks this will go on for. But I promise, as long as you are hungry and the Lord allows, we will continue in this word, becoming a preferred vessel. Becoming a preferred vessel. Wednesday on Instagram, I shared very briefly a very short idea that in the church, we have always taught, come as you are, come as you are, come as you are. And we end there. What benefit is it to me if I come as I am and I stay and remain as I am? What benefit it is? What benefit is it? I come to God not just because I am welcomed as I am. I come to God because I am welcomed as I am, but in Him is also power to transform my life. I come to Him because He is the author of change. He is the author of transformation. The goal is not just to be accepted. committed. The goal is not just to be affirmed. The goal is not just to be embraced in my mess. Oh my God, as powerful as it is, as glorious as it is, the goal is to be transformed. The prodigal son makes his way back to the father's house, and the father runs to him, embraces him. While he's soiled, while he's muddy, while it's messy. And welcoming him, immediately the father says, let's bring him a new set of clothes. Give him sandals. What is that nonsense that he's wearing? Bring him a ring. Let's throw a party. Bring the best clothes on. Give him a shower. The whole estate, oh my God, is invested in the transformation of the prodigal son, because God doesn't desire for you to be the prodigal. God desires for you to be the inheritor of the promise, the custodian of the estate, the manager, the owner of the estate. But yet, somehow in the church, we want people to wear those dirty clothes, to remain in those dirty clothes, remain in that feet that have no shoes on them. Why? Because there are ministries that benefit if you remain miserable. There are people that benefit if you don't grow, if you don't change, if you don't evolve. Because the minute you start growing, the minute you start elevating, the minute you begin to rise, it also shows them how important they are, how they have not changed, how they have not transformed, how they have not grown in their own walks with God. But when you come in contact with the grace of God, that is a grace that empowers. That is a grace that transforms. That is a grace that enlarges you. That is a grace that puts you on a trajectory of constant daily improvement. Yeah, you're put on a trajectory of greatness, which will mean that today must be greater than yesterday. Tomorrow must be more glorious than today. Are you guys with me? As a body of people, as sons and daughters of this house, as people that by the grace of God that are given to me, I want you to settle this in your heart that you must grow by grace every day, intentionally. One of the most fascinating statements I heard my spiritual father make, and he's made it several times in my conversations with him. He would tell me that my spirit has grown in the last 10 minutes. Or he would say, I have grown threefold in the last 1 week. I never understood it. I'm like, oh, what do you mean? What do you mean? I don't get it. He's like, yeah, I've grown. It took me a long time to catch up to his language, to catch up to what he meant, because now I can experience that same grace. I can tell when I am growing, when I'm not growing, where is my spirit, at what juncture it is. So child of God, I want to challenge you. Every day grow. Every day transform. Add to your understanding. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Understanding on understanding until you become a glorious vessel. Worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Until you are a preferred vessel like Daniel, until the spirit in you has become excellent. You know, there are multiple reasons why we do things. For example, we can do things because we are afraid. We are fearful of an outcome. Are you guys with me? We're so afraid that we will be perceived the wrong way. So we do certain things. So your motivation is how people see you. I caught you there. Okay. So all your actions are determined by what people think of you. You want to be thought of a certain way, perceived a certain way. Sometimes you're afraid of these people. So there's a lot of behavior management happening that is motivated by fear. Second, you do things because you love to do it, right? Which is beautiful, which is so much more healthier. Huh? You execute things well because you're passionate about it. You enjoy doing it. You love doing it. Now, the only problem with this is there will always be things in your life that you don't love, but you have to do. There will be things in your life that you don't necessarily enjoy, but it has to be done. Now, just because you don't love it, are you going to do a poor job at it? And that's why finally, Daniel had become an excellent spirit. It was not a matter of love or fear or hate or likes. It is who he is. It is who he is. He doesn't know other ways. He doesn't know otherwise. That's a beautiful place. That's where I want you to be. That's where I want you to aim for. Not just to do things, but to become it. I remember one time, somebody asked my spiritual father, and they were complimenting his sermons. They were complimenting some of the revelations he was bringing. And they asked him a question: how do you create such profound statements? Or how do you come up with such profound lines or profound sermons? Something to that tune. And then he made the statement, I'm not trying to be profound. You'll catch it. I hope you catch it. He said, I'm not trying to be profound. He didn't say it, but I'll say it. He was not trying to profound. He is the spirit that we can define as profound. He had become profound. So when a profound spirit speaks, obviously what he has to say or she has to say has to be profound. God, Jesus said, my words are life and spirit. Why? Because he is life. He is a spirit. He is the carrier of the Holy, the fullness of the Holy Spirit is in him. So whatever Jesus spoke, it was life and spirit. Now, going back to what the scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart does the mouth speak. So who you are is who you're going to talk. What comes out of you, it's just not words. We're not just talking about conversation right now. But whatever is in your heart is what will come out, what you will produce. Let me close with this. Finally, in your quest to become a preferred spirit, in your quest to become a preferred vessel, I don't want you to become legalistic. I don't want you to become ritualistic in that sense. While there is a lot of power in ritual, I definitely don't want you to become legalistic. What do I mean by legalistic? For example, Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Now you resolve in your heart to pray 3 times in a day and you are successful in praying 3 times a day. Then your friend comes around and you judge him because they pray only 2 times a day, or you judge them because they pray only 1 a day, and because they're not able to pray for 3 times like you do, you're like, that's why you're so terrible. Are you with me? Is this making sense? Because legalism will kill intimacy. Legalism will kill intimacy. The way we grow in this kingdom, growth is actually effortless, but it requires intentionality. I don't know if that makes sense. Growth is a result. Oh my God. A tree that is planted in the right environment, a plant that is planted in the right environment, that has the best soil, that has the best water, that has the best sunshine. Okay, when that plant has the ideal environment of the soil, of rain, of sun, of water, or whatever else is required, the plant doesn't go, I have to grow. It's not like shaking its leaves saying, I'm growing, I have to grow. No. It just grows. Growth is a result. Growth is a product. What is it? Growth is a product. Growth is a consequence of being planted in the right environment. So growth is a result of the environment you are in. So this journey, my God, of becoming a preferred vessel is not you going to your prayer place and hitting your head on a piece of wood and saying, God, make me a preferred place. You know, no. I don't want you to do that, because you're only going to make yourself more miserable. What I want you to learn is to yield to the Spirit of God. What I want you to learn is surrender to the Spirit of God. What I want you to learn is simple obedience. What I want you to learn is to possess a discerning heart and a discerning spirit. When you tap into that, you realize, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. What if I tell you, oh my God, I'm going to get into trouble for this? There's an environment, there is a grace for effortless wealth, not lazy wealth. Because some of you, when I say effortless, you're thinking laziness. No, there's a grace. Oh Lord, help me. Okay, I hope this has blessed you. Did you learn something today? Okay, come, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your supernatural grace. We thank you for your kindness. Lord, we want to be transformed into a vessel like Daniel, who had an excellent spirit. We want to become a man. We want to become a person that is preferred. Lord, when you want to move on the earth, I want to be a preferred vessel. Lord Jesus, when you want to speak, I want to be a preferred choice. When you want to meet a need on the earth, in your body, in a country, in a city, in a society, Lord, help me become a preferred vessel. Thank you, Lord. Take me on this journey where my spirit becomes preferred. In your holy name, amen, 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 amen. Come on, thank the Lord for the journey we have started. What a blessing to meet all of you. I want to thank you for praying. Thank you so much. Thank you for your sowing and for your seeds and your gifts. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please consider sharing it. And for more information, log on to harirao.com.